2025 International Memorial Day Blending Conference. Week 2. Day 4. Morning Nourishment. Genesis 2:18. And Jehovah God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone, I will make him a helper as his counterpart." 20. And the man gave names to all cattle and to the birds of heaven and to every animal of the field, but for Adam there was not found a helper as his counterpart. God desired to have both Adam and Eve. His purpose is to have a victorious Christ plus a victorious church, a Christ who has overcome the work of the devil plus a church which has overthrown the work of the devil. His purpose is to have a ruling Christ and a ruling church. This is what God planned for His own pleasure, and He has performed it for His own satisfaction. God desired to have Christ, and God also desired to have a church which is exactly like Christ. God not only desired that Christ would have dominion, He also wants the church to have dominion. God allows the devil on earth because He said, "Let them, Christ and the church, have dominion." God purposed that the church, as Christ's counterpart, should take part in dealing with Satan. If the church does not match Christ, God's purpose will not be fulfilled. In warfare, Christ needs a helpmeet, and even in glory, He also needs a helpmeet. God requires the church to be the same as Christ in every respect. It is God's desire that Christ should have a helpmeet. Today's reading. Although man was perfect, he was not complete. For example, a human head is perfect, but without the body it is incomplete. Although a person is perfect, he needs a counterpart to complete him. A man and wife, resembling the two halves of a watermelon, together make a complete unit. This is why I frequently tell the young people to get married. If you are unmarried, though you may be a perfect person, you are incomplete. Thus, as God looked at Adam, He seemed to say, "Adam, you are perfect, but you are only a half a unit. You are too lonely. I will make a complement for you. I will make you a counterpart." Man is a type of God, the real, universal husband. Before God had secured the proper man, he was alone. It was not good for God to be alone. Although God is absolutely and eternally perfect, He is not complete. To say that God is imperfect is to speak blasphemy. Our God is eternally perfect. Nevertheless, without the church He is incomplete. Without the church He is like a husband without a wife or like a head without a body. Therefore, when God said that it was not good for Adam to be alone, it meant that God Himself was incomplete and that it was not good for him to be alone. Adam's need for a wife typifies and portrays God's need to have a complement. If we see this, every aspect of Genesis 2 will be clear. Out of the ground God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them to Adam. When God brought a horse to Adam, perhaps Adam said, "This is a horse. This animal can never match me because it has 4 feet and I have 2. When God brought a cow before Adam, perhaps Adam said, "This is a cow. It has 2 horns. It does not resemble me and it cannot be a complement to me." God brought item after item to Adam, and Adam gave names to all the cattle, to all the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field, but he did not find among them a complement for himself, one that could match him. Although Adam, having wisdom, named all the creatures, he seemed to say, "All of them are far removed from me. They don't look like me. How can I have any of them as my counterpart?" After fulfilling the task of naming all the creatures, Adam, in a sense, was disappointed. Among the entire creation, he could not find one to match him, to complement him. However, God knew exactly what he was doing. This is the end of today's morning revival.